15th of April. Mr. Speaker, the crisis is unlikely to be over anytime soon, and we must be prepared for its effect to persist for some time. Even more worrying is the risk of escalation, including further damage to energy infrastructure or a prolonged blockade of the Strait of Hormuz. This could trigger a global energy crunch, slowing global growth and pushing up inflation worldwide. At the same time, all of us, government, businesses and households, will need to do our part. Households can do our best to conserve electricity, use climate vouchers to purchase more energy-efficient appliances, and adopt simple measures such as using fans instead of air conditioning, taking public transport instead of driving. Businesses can also conserve energy by tapping on schemes such as the Energy Efficiency Grant and investing in more efficient equipment. Periods of disruption such as this will test the resilience of countries and economies, but they also create impetus for firms to transform, diversify, and deepen their capabilities. We must press on with the recommendations of the Economic Strategy Review, including building global leadership in key growth sectors such as advanced manufacturing and modern services, supporting firms to diversify and internationalize, and accelerating enterprise transformation through technology and innovation, so that our economy remains resilient and competitive in a more challenging global environment. This also means making our energy and supply chains more resilient, deepening partnerships with like-minded countries, and staying open and connected to the global economy. If we stay disciplined, deepen our trust in each other, preserve our capabilities, and use this spirit to sharpen our competitive edge, Singapore will be well-placed not only to weather this crisis, but to emerge from it stronger. Thank you.